Richard Marx.
You don't
crazy.
Even mention him in the book.
But it's a great story. No. Now
well, why don't you call him up
no.
and tell him if you can tell the story?
I don't need his permission to tell the story, do I?
Well, if you don't want to get sued, maybe.
Well, see, now I don't want to do a book.
Boy, you're easy. What a pushover.
The worst thing about Richard Marx, who I had a...
You're talking about somebody nobody knows who you're talking about.
Are you kidding me? Richard Marx in the 80s and 90s had number one hits back to back. You know, just because you don't know...
It was the Marx Brothers, or what are you talking about?
Okay, I will play you a Richard Marx song.
Let's see. He sings? He's a singer?
Yes, he's a singer. Yes.
But in what group?
Richard Marx. He's just Richard Marx. Oh,
I never heard of him.
No, I'm not surprised you've never heard of him, but he's quite famous. Let me see. What's... he has all new songs. Where's his biggest hits? What was it? Right Here Waiting For You? Right Here Waiting For You. Dick Marx. Here we go. This kind of stuff. Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, this is the kind of stuff I don't like. No. That's probably why I never heard it.
No, of course not.
This is boring.
Look at... Oh, that's Bryan Adams. Hold on a
light
second.
Light some candles,
wait,
people.
Wait, that's Bryan Adams. That's not even Richard
Marx. Oh, you don't
Marx.
Even get the right guy.
Here we go. This is him. This is him. There's your... 19,
sounds the same.
1980s DX7 synthesizer sound. He comes out of the smoke. Oh, yeah, this is good. Oh, yeah, he's got his blue jeans on. He sits down at the piano. You don't remember this song?
No. Yeah. It sounds like a dime a dozen.
It's a long intro. Hold on.
Okay, you can stop it.
No, I want to hear him sing now. And I slowly go insane. Anyway. So I made a joke about his hair once on MTV, which was okay. You know, I had hair.
Did he have long hair, short hair, or
he had big
bald?
Hair. He had big hair. And so
he had big hair like you had.
Yeah. And I said, there's Richard Marx with his hair at number 4 on the top 20 countdown. He tried to get me fired. He literally tried to get me fired.
And for what?
Because I made fun of him. He went to
How did you make fun of him? You said he had hair.
That's I'm telling you. He went to Abby Conowitz. He went to Rick Krim. You know,
the irony would be if he's bald now.
No, he's not. Well, no, the hard part is, you know who he's married to? You won't know her either. Daisy Fuentes. Now you don't know
Nick
Daisy.
Fuentes' his sister?
You're hopeless. This book is not for you, okay? This book is not for you. Don't worry about it. Don't read it. Mimi and I will make a book, and we'll make a book. And I want to do that whole download the PDF, and if you want to buy it, then value for value, just send me some money.
Yeah, you'll get something out of it.
Yeah, we'll get nothing. You'll get nothing out of it.
No, you get something.
You just want me to do it so I can go on a promo tour and promote the show.
I think
your book
would benefit from not having anything about Richard Marx, though.
No, because that was a legendary fight. This is legendary.
Wow.
And then we were on a live.
This is just, you're unselling the book as we speak.
And we're on a live radio show and he says, I hope you get cancer. That was Richard Marx.
Well, that was kind of cute.
Yeah. So there's good stories there. It's good stories.